How many of you remembered the last time I was here? How many of you have never heard me speak and are willing to get right with the Lord? No, I'm kidding. Thank you. We welcome you all. And it is an honor for me to be here in memory of a dear friend. Arnold was a friend of mine from the very first time I met him. In all these years coming to the Winnipeg Prophecy Conference, he was always a special friend to talk to. And thank you, Ruth, for wanting me to be here. I asked her if she wanted me to change the message, like when we all get to heaven, and she said, no, you preach on Israel. That's what he wanted. And that he indeed wanted. Arnold took a stand when some people didn't. Some people thought, well, Israel is no longer in God's prophetic plan. Well, let me make that clear to you. God will never cast away Israel. He will never forsake them. Israel is forever, whether you like it or not. Amen? Amen. So you might as well start liking the Jews. Amen?
Amen?
God bless you. Take your Bibles and turn to Zechariah chapter 12. Zechariah chapter 12. I want to talk to you about the defense of Israel. No, not Canada and the United States defending them, which I pray they will. That's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk about the real defense of Israel, which is our blessed Lord. And if I was in a fellowship of Jewish messianic believers, I would begin with Baruch Hashem Adonai Elohim Israel Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen? You don't even know what I said. Blessed be the name of the Lord God of Israel, our blessed Jesus Christ, our Lord. Well, Zechariah is quite a book. It's quoted rather voluminously in the book of Revelation, in case you did not know that. In fact, all 12 minor prophets deal with the coming day of the Lord and the return of the Messiah as our only hope. I am delighted to read to you God's Word. I believe in the Bible, the whole Bible, and nothing but the Bible. When I go to church, if they don't teach the Bible, I want to go home. Amen?
Amen.
And I love that about Pastor Arnold. He's in glory now, so he knows a lot more than he knew when he was here. But Zechariah chapter 12, please, in your Bible, and here's what it says. The burden of the word of the Lord for Israel, saith the Lord, which stretcheth forth the heavens and layeth the foundation of the earth and formeth the spirit of man within him. Behold, I will make Jerusalem or Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all the people round about when they shall be in the siege, both against Judah and against Jerusalem. And in that day, by the way, that's what we call an eschatological phrase. In that day usually refers to the coming day of the Lord. It is not referring to his coming. It is referring to the tragedies that are going to happen in what we call the Great Tribulation. In that day will I make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people. All that burden themselves with it shall be cut in pieces, though all the people of the earth be gathered together against it. In that day, saith the Lord, I will smite every horse with astonishment, his rider with madness. I'll open mine eyes upon the house of Yehuda or Judah, and will smite every horse of the people with blindness. And the governors of Judah shall say in their heart, the inhabitants of Jerusalem shall be my strength in the Lord of hosts, their God. In that day will I make the governors of Judah like a hearth of fire among the wood, like a torch of fire in a sheaf, and they shall devour all the people round about on the right hand and on the left, and Jerusalem shall be inhabited again in her own place, even in Jerusalem. The Lord also shall save the tents of Judah first, that the glory of the house of David and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem do not magnify themselves against Judah. In that day, here comes our text, shall the Lord defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem. He that's feeble among them at that day shall be as David, and the house of David shall be as God, as the angel of the Lord before them. And it shall come to pass in that day that I will seek to destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem. And I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplication. And they shall look upon me, whom they have pierced. They shall mourn for him as one mourneth for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn. In that day shall there be a great mourning in Jerusalem, as the mourning of Hadad Rimon in the valley of Megiddo. And the land shall mourn every family apart, the family of the house of David apart, their wives apart, the family of the house of Natan apart, and their wives apart, the family of the house of Levi apart, and their wives apart, the family of Shimei apart, and their wives apart, all the families that remain, every family apart, and their wives apart. Now, I know in most of your Bibles, you have a chapter break. Now you're starting with chapter 13, verse 1. You should know that in the Hebrew text, chapter 13, verse 1, is chapter 12 and verse 15. Wow. So let's read it, because that's the whole context. In that day, there shall be a fountain open to the house of David and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem for sin and for uncleanness. And all God's people said, praise the Lord. Let's pray. Father, I pray that in these few moments together, you will once again help us to understand that you will defend Israel against all nations of the world. Teach us, Lord, to be on the right side of this issue, that we might support Israel and stand with her and believe the promises of God to her. We thank you. Thank you for the precious memory of Pastor Arnold. Thank you for his wife, Ruth, and thank you for their commitment to you and your word. And God, I pray that this place, under Pastor Jeremy's leadership, might become one of the great churches in Canada as they proclaim the gospel of our blessed Lord and Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And all God's people said, amen. I want to just briefly tell you the meaning of the Lord's defense of Israel. There is in our world today, both in Canada and in the United States, a subject that Pastor Arnold and I used to talk about all the time. It sometimes is known by the names replacement theology. We have churches and pastors that believe that God has canceled his everlasting covenant. Now, that's a problem, isn't it? If it's everlasting, how could it be canceled? But they believe it was canceled and that all the promises of God to Israel were given to the church. Hello? Well, I'm here to tell you that is a lie from the pit of hell itself. We are here to talk about the truth that will set us free. God will never forsake Israel. He's engraved them on the palms of his hand, Isaiah 49 and many others. Well, what is the meaning of the Lord's defense? And I want to kind of broaden your interest just a little bit. Number one, according to the Bible, it is the Lord's revenge. Oh, yes. Isaiah 63:4, and talking about the coming of the Messiah, it says, this is the day of vengeance in my heart, said the Messiah, and the year of the redeemed has come. In Ezekiel 38:19, in my jealousy and in the fire of my wrath have I spoken. Surely in that day there shall be a great shaking in the land of Israel. in Nahum, or you know it by Nahum, chapter 1, verses 2 to 7. God is jealous, and the Lord revengeth. The Lord revengeth and is furious. The Lord will take vengeance on his adversaries and reserve wrath for his enemies. The Lord is slow to anger, but great in power, and will not at all acquit the wicked. And it goes on to tell us about his fury. But it ends with these words: the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth those who trust in him. Amen. So it's a day of the Lord's vengeance. Number two, it is the Lord's revelation of himself. I've read a lot of the Bible ever since I was a boy. I've memorized books of the Bible. I love this book. And if I was asked to speak on another subject, you would soon know how stupid I am. But there is one book that I ask God to make the centerpiece of my life, and I still want the Bible and nothing else. Amen? Amen. So when you talked about the day of the revelation of God himself, that's an exciting subject to me. Because you see, we really don't know him like we think we do. We know him through the words of Scripture. Praise the Lord. But imagine the day when we are going to see him in all of his glory and majesty. By the way, feel free to talk in church. I do not believe the pastors who say we're to be quiet. That is not the teaching of the Bible. In the congregation of the righteous, you're going to hear the noise of joy to the Lord and praising the blessed name of the Lord. Let it rip. Say amen. Praise hallelujah. I don't care what it is. But when something is said that you know is about God, hey, let's let it go. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I knew Arnold agreed with me on that because I sat with him once in the services over at Winnipeg, and he can't hardly sit there without saying, amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, the Lord's revelation, listen to this, Ezekiel 38. In that day, I will magnify myself. I will be known in the eyes of many nations, and they shall know that I am the Lord. In chapter 39, I'm going to set my glory among all the heathen, and they'll see the judgment that I execute in my hand, and so the house of Israel shall know that I am the Lord their God from that day forward. In Joel 3, the Lord will roar out of Zion. We said we're marching to Zion. I love Zion. I'm a Zionist, by the way. And I'm really proud of it because the Lord is. He's a Zionist too, better one than I am. But you understand Zion is referring to Yerushalayim or Jerusalem. It is the centerpiece of God's prophetic program for the future. When Donald Trump moved the embassy to the capital, Jerusalem, from Tel Aviv, I could hardly believe he did it. I love that guy, but I want to tell you, I'm praying that he'll clean up his act. I've only been here for a few days, and you're already wanting to trade your prime minister with Mr. Trump. I think you all miss the man I miss, and that's Stephen Harper. He was loyal to Israel, and his secretary used to order my books, so they had some good in them. Amen. But anyway, things have changed, haven't they, here in Canada? Sadly so. And the opposition to Donald Trump and Mike Pence, and oh, by the way, they still have prayer in the Oval Office Monday through Friday before they begin their day. And the only one that ever reported that was Fox News. No one else did. Let's just understand something. God will take anybody, including a Donald Trump. Who would have thought that he could be president of our United States of America? Let me tell you something. God one day is going to roar out of Zion, utter his voice from Jerusalem. It'll be so loud, you think your ears are going to burst. The Lord will be the hope of his people, the strength of the children of Israel, and we will all know that he is the Lord dwelling in Zion, his holy mountain. Jerusalem is holy, and no strangers or enemies will be in her anymore. Things are going to be different soon. Number three, the meaning of the Lord's defense. It's going to be the Lord's refining of his people. Yes, my Jewish people, we need to understand something. Daniel 12 said many will be purified, made white and tried, but the wicked he is going to punish. In Malachi 3, who can abide the day of his coming? Who will stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire, like fuller's soap. He'll sit like a refiner and purifier of silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi. By the way, it's not Levi. That's what you wear, Levi. Yes. The name is Levi. There's no I sound in Hebrew. It's not Jeremiah. In fact, there's no J sound. It's a Y sound, Jeremiah. Amen? Some of you are looking like saying, boy, I knew he was strange, but this is getting bad. It says he will purge Israel like gold and silver, and they will be an offering to the Lord. They themselves will be purified. And number four, you say, how many are there? I don't know. It depends on the time. Number four, it's the Lord's reaction against all who have sinned against him. You see, in the defense of Israel, he has not forgotten what the nations of the world have done to them. In Zephaniah 1, the great day of the Lord is near. It's near and hasteth greatly. And the voice of the day of the Lord, the mighty man will cry bitterly. That day is a day of wrath, a day of trouble, a day of distress, a day of wasteness and desolation, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness, a day of the trumpet and alarm against the fenced cities and the high towers. And God says, I will bring distress upon men. They will walk like blind men because they have sinned against the Lord. Their blood will be poured out like dust and their flesh like the dung. None of their silver or gold will deliver them. The whole land will be devoured by the fire of his jealousy. He'll make a speedy riddance of all those who dwell in the land and turned from him. Wow. Well, there's something else. I'm not here to scare you. I'm here to teach the Bible, but sometimes it is scary. Number five on the Lord's defense of Israel is, it's the Lord's renovation of this entire planet. Oh my goodness. We drove here this morning. There's a lot of beautiful fields out there. Are you ready for this? God's going to blow it up. He's going to blow it up and show you that Israel is still his people and their presence will never be removed from the land. And the land will be all that God promised them, from the river Euphrates all the way to the river of Egypt. Amen? Amen. Saudi Arabia is Israel's land. Iraq, half of it, Israel's land. Amen? Yemen belongs to Israel. So does the United Arab Emirates. Egypt belongs to Israel. Lebanon, Syria, Jordan. They all belong to Israel. And one day we will see it happen. The Messiah will deliver it to them. But what he's going to do to the planet, oh, wow. I promise not to talk about this too long unless you all think it's going to happen tomorrow. 2 Peter 3, this day of the Lord is going to come like a thief in the night to the nations of the world. and the heavens are going to pass away with a great noise. The elements, the molecular elements that make up things as we know them, is going to melt with fervent heat. The earth, the works that are in it, will be burned up. All these things will be dissolved. Well, in the light of that, what manner of persons ought we to be in holy conversation and conduct? Looking for and hasting for the coming of the day of God, in which the heavens, being on fire, shall be dissolved. The elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth in which dwelleth righteousness. And all God's people said,
amen.
Amen. Well, that's the meaning in a general way. Lots of details, of course. Each one of them is a study in itself. But there's something else I want to talk about. And that's the motives that God has in what he's going to do in defending Israel and destroying all the nations of the world who tried to hurt her. Wow. Well, let me tell you real quickly what they are. The problem of Jerusalem, which is driving the world crazy right now, the problem of Jerusalem will be decided. Now, I don't know if you're comfortable with this or not, but it's going to go to Israel. Hello. People have asked me, well, will we who are Gentile believers, will we have a part of this? Oh, we might let you. Listen, in that day, we read in chapter 12, verses 1 to 3, God's going to make Jerusalem like a cup of trembling. The world who has tried to say that it's an international city owned by the United Nations. Lie. It's a city of God given to Israel forever. What is the matter with us? We got Christians all over the place that don't even believe God's word on that. He says it over and over again. It's amazing. I have a book I just finished. I don't have any with me here. The conference bought them all. But it's celebrating 70 years. Israel celebrating 70 years. You open it up, there's all kinds of subjects in it, like Jerusalem being the capital, about the land of Israel, all of that. But none of my opinions about it. The only thing that's in the book is scripture after scripture of each item showing you. I had a pastor who believes in replacement theology. He was arguing with me, said I was stupid on this matter. And I said, well, that may be, but I'll tell you this. I have a book here I just finished. I'll give it to you. I want you to read it. And then call me in a couple of weeks and we'll talk about it. 2 weeks later, he called me on the phone. He was just almost in tears. He said, after reading that book, I realized I've been wrong all these years. The Bible is filled with it. The biggest subject next to the Lord himself in the Bible is Israel. Mentioned 2,566 times. And you're probably thankful I'm not going to go over every one of those today. Number two, in addition to that place that we love and call Jerusalem, in addition to that being settled by God once and for all and forever, number two, the power of God will be displayed like the world has never seen. Wow. It's everywhere. Check out Isaiah 13 if you're not sure. The fact is, God's going to shake the heavens. The earth's going to remove out of its place. In the wrath of the Lord of hosts. Oh, by the way, did I tell you about the Lord of hosts? The word host is the word in Hebrew, Sabaoth. Not Shabbat, which yesterday was, but Sabaoth. It means armies. But the Father in the Bible does not have the armies. He gave it to his Son, the Messiah, to have the armies. So 245 times in the Bible, the Jewish Bible, it says the Lord of armies. And he is called the Lord God over and over again. Well, the power of God's going to be displayed like the world has never seen. Number three, praise God, the people of Israel will be delivered as they have never been before. Ezekiel 37, they'll dwell in the land that I gave them. Their children, their children's children forever. I made a covenant with them. It was everlasting covenant. And I'm going to do all that I told them I would do. Amen? Amen. Joel 2 mentions it. We read about it in Zechariah 12:10. In Zechariah 13:1, in that day there'll be a fountain open for cleansing. By the way, the great English poet William Cowper was having his devotions. He was a godly man. And he came to Zechariah 13. In that day a fountain will be open. And the Lord touched his heart. And he wrote that hymn that's in your hymn book. There is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged beneath it lose all their guilty stains. Amen? Yes, that day is coming and coming soon. And number four, the motives of this amazing time that's coming is the person of the Messiah will be declared to the entire world. In Isaiah 45, he speaks and he says, look unto me and be saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there's none else. I've sworn by myself, the word has gone out of my mouth and shall not return, that every knee will bow and every tongue will swear or confess. Also quoted in Philippians chapter 2, the Messiah is going to be known. In Zechariah 14 verse 9, it says the Lord will be king over all the earth. And in that day shall there be one Lord and his name one. Amen. Amen. You know, I love it when it says, in that day, the Lord's going to be king. You know, in Revelation 19, I was sitting years ago in graduate school, a Greek class on the book of Revelation. And we were coming near the end of the semester, and we were in Revelation 19. You can turn there if you want in your Bible. Just take a look and see if I'm right. In Revelation 19, verse 16, it says, he hath on his vesture and on his thigh, this is when he comes, a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I was reading my English King James Bible next to a Greek a small little thing. And I noticed the size of the letters, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I get interested in very strange things. And immediately I thought, I wonder if all the Bibles of the world have those giant capitals. You see, in Greek, the capitals are often called unctuals, but that is an unctuals. They're bigger. So I hunted up every single English translation I could find. And every one of them did the same thing in that verse. When it spoke about who our Lord is, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That's the centerpiece. That's the theme. That is what we all need to understand our Bibles are about. It's about the Messiah of Israel. And one last thing. In terms of the motives of God, all of his promises are going to be fulfilled. Every last one of them. In Isaiah 46, it says, I'm God, there's none else. There's none like me. I declare the end from the beginning, from ancient times, the things that are not yet done. My counsel will stand. I will do all my pleasure. I have spoken it. I will bring it to pass. I have purposed it. It will be done. Let me tell you, folks, there's a great day coming. Amen. I always like that song that Bill Gaither wrote. The King is coming, the King is coming. I just heard the trumpet sounding. You're all looking at me kind of strange. Don't tell me you don't know about music. I've heard the Mennonite 10, which is the Mennonite 9 today. And when I was here before, it was the Mennonite 8. Anyway, lovely music. God bless you. And I miss Pastor Arnold because he would be sitting here in front. And he had a loud voice. Amen! 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 I miss hearing it. Listen, my friends, what we have done is read to you the Word of God today. That the Lord is going to defend Israel. Don't even worry about it. Don't worry one bit. There's not any nation in the world, whether they be Russia or Turkey or Iran, none of them. They're all making threats now and bringing their missiles and bombs. Forget about it. The Lord God of Israel will accomplish everything he promised and said. All the promises of God will be fulfilled. And all God's people said,
amen.
Amen. That was a pretty good amen. Will you join me in a closing word of prayer? Thank you for your patience. And please understand, I wish that we could stay here. I blame Delta Airlines. Why? We used to have a late afternoon flight so I could speak at the churches. But you know, they've canceled them all. We saw that 3 weeks ago when we were at a conference in Appleton, Wisconsin. They did the same thing there. And so I couldn't stay. You know, my friends, I don't care what Delta does. This book is going to be fulfilled. Every last word and promise of the Lord. You can count on it. Amen.
Amen? Amen?
Join me in a moment of prayer and thank you for your patience. Father, how we praise you for your word. We'd be so lost without this Bible. It is the word of the living God that abideth forever. Heaven and earth may pass away, but you say, my word will never pass away. Lord, I don't know the hearts of the people who came today, but you do. And if anyone's here and not sure of their relationship to the Messiah of Israel, may they straighten that out even this day. Give their hearts and futures into the hands of the only one who can save them from sin, death, and hell. And Lord, I pray that all of us who are claiming to be believers might be stronger than ever in our support of God's prophetic plans for Israel. And that we, Lord, will have no question about it, no matter who criticizes us or tries to persecute us. We will stand for the people of Israel because of what God has told us to do. We thank you in the blessed name that is above every name, the name of our Lord Yeshua, our blessed Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.